What's actually real? What do you actually want right now? What is the best thing for you to do for yourself right now? What is the actual truth in the belief? How can we get reconnected and reframe whatever is happening in the life and business right now? Mm-hmm. And then the last piece is A, which is to align. This is where you're taking an aligned next step. So instead of forcing yourself to pack your calendar for today, we've stepped back, we've reframed that, we see like, oh, maybe I'm trying to like force too many things in here because I'm coming from a place of scarcity and now I'm kind of running amok. Oh, let me be aware of that. Let me reframe it. I don't need to pack my calendar today in order to get to be successful. And so my next aligned step is to say, let's schedule this for next week.
Welcome to the Pink Business Club. I am your host, Jackie Dragon. I have spent the last 13 years working as a coach in leadership roles, growing businesses for other companies as well as myself. From the age of 12, I knew that I wanted to be an entrepreneur using my voice to empower others to go bigger in life. I have a ton of juicy energy, and I am obsessed with watching you claim your full potential. The Pink Business Club is a space for female entrepreneurs that are committed to growing their business no matter what. If you are here, you are an action taker. You are after a life of wealth, freedom, and connection. On this podcast, we are going to dive deep into business growth strategies, earning consistent cash, and the actions to take and the mindset that is required to stay the course. Right now, take a deep breath, roll up your sleeves, and let's grow your business. Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Pink Business Club. I am your host, Jackie Dragon, and today I have with us Laura Ara. Laura is an alignment coach for female entrepreneurs, and she is really helping and guiding women that are craving more, helping them to find what it is that they really want versus what they think they should do. And I am super excited to speak with her because she has been an entrepreneur for over 15 years and created two separate businesses. So Laura, officially welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me, Jackie.
Yes, it's my pleasure. So I know I gave you an intro, but would you like to say in your own words what it is that you do?
Yeah, I mean, you did a beautiful job. So in the very basics of it, I every single day get to help support entrepreneurs, specifically women in business. And so what we're doing is rediscovering who you are and what you actually want and how you want to show up in this world and how you want to build your business. You know, it's so much about just coming back to who you've always been before the world told you what you needed to be, and rediscovering that and playing in that space to actually start living a life and building a business that you actually want.
That's so powerful. It really is this sense of coming back. Now that I'm stepping into personally year four, I can feel that happening. So that's so powerful that after being in business for yourself for so long, you're able to really guide people in that way. I can see how that would be so, so needed. So you have a special process that you take people through, and I want to just like dive into this. I read this and I was like, let's go. What is the power back process?
Yes, yes. Well, first, I think it's important to acknowledge what is the power back process and what are we doing it for anyway? Mm-hmm. And so with the women that I work with, the number one thing, and this is through conversations, this is through clients, this is through the free quiz that I have, like always, always, always comes to the top, is the number one thing that stops women from actually doing and being everything that they want to be is their mindset. The conversations that are happening in between their ears, what they're saying to themselves when they're alone, the stuff they're saying to themselves in the mirror, the overthinking and the worry, you name it, you know what it feels like. It's a spiral. And so I thought, okay, how do we break that cycle? How do we get back into our bodies? How do we get back into alignment? How do we get back into connection? Because I don't know about you, but when that spiral starts to happen, it's very quick. It's not it's not like a slow grow, like we're, you know, growing a plant over the next 6 months. Oh no, it's like a ninja. Like we're coming in with speed and we're down the rabbit hole, like right now. And so I'm like, okay, there has to be a way for us to be able to shift that in the moment instead of feeling down and out for hours at a time, weeks at a time, sometimes months at a time, right? Because those thoughts really have that power. And so I developed the power back process. It's funny because it wasn't one of those things where I'm like, oh, let me sit down and figure out what this is. This is through, again, coaching my different clients, doing this myself. I'm like, what have I gone through in the past that has helped me get out of that mental cycle to get me back into alignment? And so hence the power back process. So it's very simple. So the next time you start spiraling, the next time your thoughts start going haywire, the next time you start feeling like you should do something or you start feeling frantic, all we have to do is stop and do this process. So it's an acronym, A-U-R-A, AURA, pun intended.
Makes total sense.
The very first thing and the most powerful thing that you will ever do is the very first part, which is the A, which is awareness. We must bring awareness to the feeling. What am I saying right now? How am I feeling? Oh my gosh, there's a big emotion coming up right now. Like, let's give whatever is happening acknowledgement. We have to be aware of it, because if you're not aware of it, you're just like in a hamster wheel and it will take over like instantly. So the first thing is to be aware. The next one, which is you, is to unpack it. This is a beautiful space of curiosity. Huh, I'm feeling really overwhelmed right now. I wonder where that's coming from. Oh, what am I trying to make myself do right now that is maybe not feeling quite right? You know, I love this, like, this sense of curiosity, because it diffuses really big emotions very quickly. And it takes the subjectivity out of it. And we're not looking at it like, oh, I need to fix something. We're just like, I wonder where that's coming from. Mm-hmm. Yeah, next up is the R, which is to reframe it. What's actually real? What do you actually want right now? What is the best thing for you to do for yourself right now? What is the actual truth in the belief? How can we get reconnected and reframe whatever is happening in the life and business right now? Mm-hmm. And then the last piece is A, which is to align. This is where you're taking an aligned next step. So instead of forcing yourself to pack your calendar for today, we've stepped back, we've reframed that, we've seen like, oh, maybe I'm trying to like force too many things in here because I'm coming from a place of scarcity and now I'm kind of running amok. Oh, let me be aware of that. Let me reframe it. I don't need to pack my calendar today in order to get to be successful. And so my next aligned step is to say, let's schedule this for next week, right? That's just a very small, quick example, but these things happen in like the tiniest of moments, in the tiniest of decisions. And when you do this cycle, I mean, I do it all the time still, right? Like, it's my process and it's what I teach, but it doesn't mean that I'm perfect at it. And so you can use this anytime you're having that feeling, that worry, that like disconnection with yourself. This is a very repeatable process, and it's how you click back into alignment and reconnect with yourself.
Yeah, I love this. And I love the part where you said what's real, because these thoughts that we can have as entrepreneurs, they can take on a life of their own. And sometimes there's absolutely no substance or realness or anything at all behind them other than us in that spiral, like you said.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, our mind wants to tell us 1,000 different things, but usually only one of it is true. And actually, the truth is the thing that we often won't let ourselves feel and act on the most, because sometimes it's new, sometimes it's scary, sometimes maybe it's not the crowd pleaser, you know, like there's a million different reasons. But when you can really start to lean into your own truth, that's where your magic really starts to happen.
I love that. That was a nugget. Everybody go write that down. For a quick pause, grab your pen, write that down and come back. So let me ask you on this topic, what is it that you see most women, like what sends them into the spiral? What is like the top thing?
Oh, lack of clarity. Clarity is so important. Clarity and focus. I feel like they kind of lump together, because when you're not clear on what you want to do, what the next step to take is, any of those types of details, it's like you can start floundering very quickly. You know, if I don't know what to do next, I'm just going to start doing 100 things. I'm just going to start like trying to figure it out. I'm just going to start trying to force things, right? Like you just start kind of getting into this, what I might consider chaotic energy, where you're just playing a professional game of whack-a-mole, hoping that something will fix.
Yeah.
And so if we can start to give ourselves a little bit of direction, not meaning that you have to have it all figured out, but playing again in that space of curiosity, well, what do I actually want? Mm-hmm. Right. And so if I know what I want, or at least have an idea, I can start to take action towards that. And so even if we have just like a little bit of clarity, right, we're looking through a little tiny lens, that's at least better than just like trying to conquer the world by 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Yeah, this is so good. And I think when you don't have clarity, you also start to look in so many places to find it, which makes it even worse. You start listening to 100 different people, 100 different coaches, you're signing up for all the free webinars, and you're just like digging your hole deeper.
You named it to the T. That's exactly what happens. We start going outside of ourselves looking for the answer. So whether that's the people you're following on Instagram or even podcast episodes that you're listening to or books that you're reading, everyone else's proven plan starts to look really appealing to you.
Yep.
And so then you start trying to make their success your own. And then you get really defeated and feel really shitty because you're like, why isn't this working for me? Well, because it's not your path. It's not your proven method. It's not your success story. It's okay to be influenced and be like, oh, that's kind of interesting. How can I make that mine? But that's not usually what happens, right? If we're being honest, we're like,
yep,
that process works. They're telling me I can make $1 billion. Hell, that's what I'm doing today. And it's like the whole time you're like, I don't even like this. Why am I doing it? But when we don't have clarity, we're just grabbing anything that is close to us.
Yeah, that's so true. So this brings me to an interesting question. Let's talk about this idea of hiring a coach. Like, I'm a business coach, and I know that you help women in their businesses as well in a different way. But in terms of like hiring a coach without taking their proven process, what do you think that looks like? I know what I think it looks like, but what do you feel that looks like? How can you use a coach to your benefit without adapting and taking on what it is that works for them or they say is proven? Or maybe you don't hire the person that says they have a proven method.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a good question and a good kind of thing to go inward on, because one of the great things about the internet and the business space right now versus 15 and a half years ago when I started is help is easily accessible, right? I mean, I could go on Instagram or TikTok right now and find somebody to help me with something, which is brilliant, but it's also really overwhelming, especially when you're in a space where you're just kind of grabbing straws. So what I would say to that is, what does that look like? I think it looks like being really intentional about the coach that you're interviewing, you know, and knowing what do you need help with. I think sometimes where the coaching space can get a little bit hairy is like, I'm just jumping into this thing because it kind of sounds good and it looks sexy. Mm-hmm. And I've gotten into it now. And now I've adopted a thing that I didn't even really want in the first place. So knowing like, what do I actually need support with? There are very specific coaches for very specific things. And so if I'm a little bit more clear on where I need support, I can find a coach that's going to help better support me in that space.
Mm-hmm. Coming back to clarity again. So that's really the golden ticket here. And I couldn't agree more. So let's pivot a little bit and talk about your 15 years in entrepreneurship. I don't even know where to start unpacking this. So you have two businesses. Why don't you tell us like what those two businesses are and how you got there?
Yeah. So my core business, my bread and butter, my baby, is a branding agency. So I'm a graphic designer by trade. That's what I went to school for. That's what I have my degrees in. And that is what I started my business off of. It's called Works & Co., W-O-R-X. And I started that 15 and a half years ago when I was 6.5 months pregnant with my son. So at that time, in that season, that was 2007, by the way, for anyone, you know, calculating time frames.
Everyone's doing math right now.
Everyone's math. Let me help you out. What's interesting is how much things have changed since then. For obvious reasons, but also the job that I was in that I quit to start that business was designing ads for the phone book. So,
oh my gosh,
that should tell you everything about how much time and technology has shifted. So, you know, I was at a job that I didn't love. It was an important stepping stone, but I always have had an entrepreneurial spirit. And I wanted to talk more with the people that I was working with, not just the sales reps or to like quickly get things out the door, but to really be able to talk to the entrepreneur. And so I started the branding agency, and you know, it's kind of a well-oiled machine at this point. We've been able to work with a lot of really great entrepreneurs. But what I found through that process was I love the mind, the feeling, the emotion, the depth of the entrepreneur even more than the branding. And so that's where the coaching portion came from. And then on the side, that second business that you mentioned is I actually am a property owner as well. So my husband and I purchased a commercial building 2 years ago, and we are just at the very beginning stages of renovating the space for entrepreneurs to have a place for co-working and events and workshops and classes, just because community is everything. And especially when you're building a business, being able to do it next to like-minded people is invaluable.
Yeah, that is so cool. I love the broad spectrum of what you have done and what you bring to the table. It's really awesome to see how you can build this career and pivot, and you don't have to put yourself in a box of just one thing. I think there's a narrative sometimes of like, what is the one thing that you're known for, or burn all the other ships, or this one ship isn't going to sail. And you've proven that wrong with two successful businesses.
Yeah. You know, being multi-passionate is a blessing and a giant pain in the ass.
Yeah, I agree.
Because, you know, I love having so many things that I'm deeply in love with and love to help and support people with, but it does require some very intentional planning and working and knowing when I need to get out of the way and when things need to be delegated. So, you know, it's a delicate dance. I think sometimes I would prefer if it were just one thing, but at the same time, my body and my brain just doesn't work like that. And I'm finally in a place where I am okay with that. Like I prefer that I'm multi-passionate and I can be successful with that, while some other people are super successful at their one thing. Like we're all just finding what our thing is.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that, because there doesn't have to be a right way. It's correct. What's the best for you. So let's go back to branding for a second. What would you say is the thing that entrepreneurs miss the most when it comes to their own branding?
Gosh, that is a great question. You know, it's multifaceted, right? Because a lot of times when businesses first start, there's bootstrapping, right? Let's be honest. When you're starting out, budget is tight and you're just trying to make some cash. So I don't want to say that not having a brand is the wrong thing. Because people start, you know, and you have to start from somewhere, and that leads on. I think probably one of the biggest challenges that I see is lack of consistency. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we've created, let's say, a logo, but now this person has adapted it this way, and this person's doing things a little bit that way, and everything starts to look different. Mm-hmm. I call it Frankenstein. Yeah. You know, we're not building brand consistency and being in front of people in the same way, where everything looks the same, sounds the same, feels the same. It's really hard to kind of gain that traction. So I think being consistent in your branding, and also let it ride a little bit, like see it every single day. So naturally you're going to get tired of it sooner, and you're going to want to tinker it, and you're going to want to change it. And how many times are we in our own websites, like trying to make things different and change them? Let it ride for a little while, let it do what it needs to do. And build the traction, stay focused on the consistency of growing the business. And then if you need to change something down the road, you can.
I really like that tip. As I was just editing my Facebook cover before we got on this call, I'm like, I feel called out right now, but like in a good way. So
I mean, you're not alone. It's called out because a lot of people do it, especially independent small business owners, especially women small business owners, because we want to get in and tinker with our own shit.
Yeah, it's just like kind of fun, but it's so unnecessary, and I could be doing something more productive. So yes. Note taken for all of us. Now, the other side is mindset. I'm going to ask this question first. I always like to ask, what is the biggest tip that you can leave the audience with? And for you being, you know, having this method to really get people back into alignment, what is the biggest mindset alignment tip that you would like to share?
So I want everyone listening to know that you are allowed to want what you want. Whatever that looks like, whatever that feels like, as long as you're not doing harm to yourself or others, you are allowed to want what you want. And so it may not look the same as other people's. It may not grow as fast as others. It may not grow as slow as others. It may not have what might be considered a classic blueprint. But if it's yours and it's meant to be yours, it will happen. And so your only job is to allow yourself to let that happen, not make it happen. We're not forcing shit around here. Mm-hmm. Let it happen by taking aligned action, by being aware of our emotions, by being aware of the things that we're saying to ourselves and giving ourselves permission to do the things that we actually want to do.
This is so good. Talk more about letting it happen versus forcing it.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. I have a whole nother episode.
We'll do part two. Just a little bit for now.
Yeah. So like letting it happen is, it's, if we're talking about even just from an energetic space, it's more of a feminine energy where we're leaning into things. There's more curiosity. There's more play. We're getting out of the way, right? Like we were just talking about tinkering. To me, that's kind of forcing things, right? Like, I'm not saying this was your scenario, but in just kind of a broad sense, okay, I'm tinkering with something. I'm trying to fix something because I think that that's the thing that's going to help me make more money or get more clients, right? Like we're forcing things to happen where sometimes we really just need to let go and step back and let the thing that we have created do what it needs to do, right? Put up a video on your TikTok or your Reels, put it up, get all the right stuff in there and get out of the way, right? Like let the thing do what it is intended to do. Instead of getting in, forcing things to happen, like making things happen in the sense that like, I'm just always in the trenches of it. You have to come out of the trenches and look around at what you're actually building to really reap those benefits.
Great. I love that. That was really good. Mic drop moment right there. So why entrepreneurship? I want to ask every woman that comes on this podcast this question, because it's so interesting to see how people got here. Like, did it choose you? Did you choose it? How did this happen?
I think we chose each other.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. Yeah.
I think my soul chose this when I came to this earth, because I cannot be contained, nor should I be. And, you know, I spent time in corporate, I spent time in working for other people, and it just always put a lid on me as a human. And that doesn't work for me. I am expressive. I am bold. I want to be seen and heard and share messages. And doing that under someone else's roof doesn't work for me. And so entrepreneurship has given me the ability to not only be fully who I am and explore who that is in the first place, but to impact people on a bigger scale on my terms. So I can't even imagine, like even on my darkest days, you know, the days where I'm like, I'm done. I'm out of here.
We've all had them.
Like we've all had those moments. You know, after I have my little pity party for a hot minute, I'm like, I would be like 3 hours into that job already coming up with another business. So this is the path for me. This is where I'm intended to be. My human design chart even proves that. Like there's just markers in there. It's like, you're an entrepreneur. So we chose each other.
That's great. What is your human design? Now I have to know.
So I'm a projector. Mm-hmm. And I forget which, I don't know if it's a gate or I don't know all the right terminology. I know enough to be dangerous with myself, but not to teach it, but there's, I don't know if it's like the gates where they come together or something. One of them is the gate of entrepreneurship. And that's me.
That's awesome. Human design is super fun. I'm just learning a bit about it myself. Yeah. So Lara, this was amazing. Thank you so much for coming on. Can you tell everyone where to find you?
Absolutely. Well, thank you for having me and sharing and, you know, creating this space. Conversations like this are needed and necessary. And, you know, you throw up the beacon and people are like, there's my people. The best place to find me is my website. So lauraora.com. It's got the links to all the things. And then if you're on social, I play on TikTok the most. It's my favorite place to be. So I am at that Laura Aura.
I love that. TikTok it is. I got to get over there. Thank you again so much. I'm going to drop all of the links in the show notes. So definitely go and check Laura out, and we will see you back on the next episode.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Pink Business Club. If you found value in today's episode, it would mean so much if you would go head to Apple Podcasts and leave a 5-star review. This will allow all of this information and knowledge to be shared with other women all across the world building their business. Go out there, spread the love, and we'll see you on the next episode.